Right effort seems to be about substituting wholesome mind states for unwholesome mind states. This seems much more involved and intentional than merely knowing and letting go. How do these things go together? Or have I got the wrong end of the stick again? You know, say like knowing and letting go would, it's a very simple way of describing a lot more complicated process, or not maybe complicated, more involved processes, in the sense that in the same way that right effort involves these aspects of, say, preventing unwholesome mental states, from relinquishing unwholesome mental states, from bringing into being wholesome mental states, maintaining wholesome mental states. You know, there's a degree of, say, one has to know, okay, this is wholesome or this is unwholesome, and this is how to deal with it. And this is the kind of effort that's going to be needed. The letting go would be the effort that one puts into, because for wholesome mental states to arise, there needs to be a letting go of what is unskillful, or letting go of resistance or laziness. So it's on you know, a fairly basic level, and then it gets more refined as one continues to practice. It also, right effort begins to, at first there's, one has to exercise intention and think it out, think it through, figure it out. But then as the mind becomes more clear, then it's much more direct and intuitive. There's a felt sense of understanding and knowing and being able to let go or to put one's attention and effort in a particular way, so that it becomes more second nature to the mind. It's also the question or the statement is seeming to be much more involved and intentional. One of the characteristics, say, of mental formations in, say, the five khandhas, sankhara, a distinguishing characteristic is intention or volition, jetana, so that mindfulness is a mental formation. And there's a volition, an intention. There's an exercising of choice. Am I going to be aware and sustain awareness of this? It's different from consciousness, in that the consciousness is much more a very it's a cognitive function of the mind. It knows the sense. Always the definition of consciousness is the eye knowing forms, the ear experiencing sounds, being conscious of the sense base, being conscious of the sense object. But it's a pretty basic function, and it's the exercising of intention and volition to build mindfulness that is really aware and discerning. Discernment and wisdom is also a mental formation. There's a we exercise our wisdom. We exercise and create an ability to I mean, it's like exercising the wisdom muscle. Learning how to do it, and it's by making those choices and then seeing the result. Saying, "Oh yeah, well, it feels a lot better when I make wise choices than it does when I'm clouded and confused."